At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And last night, great night for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
He drops 22 points, which is actually low for him, but still 22 points.
But what did he need? Eight,
in
right?
A victory. He only needed eight. Yeah, to pass Shaquille O'Neal and obviously the legendary Shaquille O'Neal, and in a victory over Philadelphia, Kevin Durant became the eighth leading scorer of all time. And as we said last night, Rob, Durant is sixth on the all-time list of points per game, 27.3. LeBron is right behind him at 27.1. Of course, LeBron, the only player in NBA history to ever surpass 40,000 points, the all-time leading scorer. So you've got some interesting thoughts about Durant, though. You know, he's 35. He's still got some years to play, playing great this year, averaging 27.7 points a game. But, you know, we're entering the latter chapters, if you will, of his career, and you've got some interesting thoughts.
Yeah, I just think there's a story, a legacy. When you look at his career, and it's not just from like some cranky sports writers, Chris. You know, it's some fans, it's some former players, it's other players who look at when he went to Golden State. It's I call Kevin Durant the Masseau, the most sensitive of all time. He's the Masseau and yes, not the GOAT. And he is. You know, Chris, he responds to everybody. I get it. He grew up in that era of social media, and that's how people express themselves. But it comes off as if, he's sensitive if people say stuff about him. And I don't think he gets the credit. I think people know he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I do think that he's a tick under because of the other baggage, if you will. And when I talk about baggage, I'm talking about how his career played out. I still, to this day, Chris, say...
So you're not talking about the burner accounts and
I'm just saying,
asking for trades and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, those things that go along with the injuries that he's had later in his career, and then the wanting to be traded and moving around a lot. Like I always say, if Kevin Durant retires and they put, you know, it's not the same way in baseball where you wear somebody's hat, the team you most are identified with.
Right.
I think Kevin Durant's been around so much that you take a look at him and you go, if I had to pick, I wouldn't pick the Warriors, even though he won two championships.
There's only two options.
OKC. Is it Seattle or OKC?
The Warriors or OKC.
Yeah, that's it.
Not Seattle.
No.
The Warriors or OKC.
Right.
I mean, you could pick the Warriors. That's where he won his championships. I get what you're saying. I mean, he was only there 4 years. Or what was it, 3 years?
Three.
Yeah, he was there three years.
Because he got, right.
He got hurt the third. He was only there 3 years. I get it.
He won there.
If it's not the Warriors, it would have to be OKC.
Right. It can't be anybody else. But I'm just saying, like, a player of that ilk. And I know Shaq played for a lot of teams. But he won three with the Lakers, him and Kobe. And he has four. I mean, he had the one for Miami. But he's obviously a Laker for what they did, right? Kobe and Shaq together.
Yeah, that would
that's,
be.
That's obvious.
You know, we remember Orlando. He was so great, right, even though they didn't win. But, yeah, it would be a Laker.
Yeah, it's a Laker. I just think Kevin Durant, his resume is messy. Not from the playing standpoint, Chris, because he's a great player. He has all the things you talked about. Sixth all-time scoring average. That's nothing to sneeze about.
Right.
Eighth all-time. But if you want to nitpick about his legacy, you could nitpick. How many championships would he really have if he didn't go to Golden State? Maybe he doesn't win any.
Rob, it's very positive, and I'm not saying this for sure. He is a phenomenal player, probably a top 20 player of all time. Most people, I think, would say
15-20, right?
Yeah, in that range. But it is very possible, and we don't know, so we don't need to spend too much time speculating on it. You're not crazy to say he doesn't have a ring if he doesn't go to Golden State.
I think
because he's played a lot of years elsewhere with great talent.
Don't forget they had Harden and Westbrook. They were all together,
right? And they were young. They're very young.
They went to the finals, and if LeBron didn't foul him in game two, who knows what would have happened? You remember that? It didn't get called.
Yeah, I mean, I think Miami they won in five.
No,
right?
But I'm just saying.
So they probably win that series.
They won game one, and then there was a foul at the end that didn't get called. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, he had some great teams in OKC, but just couldn't get over the hump. It's very possible, Rob, that had he not gone to Golden State, we talked about would they have won without him. It's just as, you know, good of a question, would he have won without them? He may have ended up like a Charles Barkley or Karl Malone. All-time great players, but no rings. Rob, I think that Kevin Durant is celebrated as he should be. He's an all-time great player, but he's not on the LeBron, Michael Jordan level, Magic Johnson level. And there are some out there that might say, even though Kobe is viewed generally as a top 10 player of all time, I got him in my top 10. There are those that might try to argue Kevin Durant was better than Kobe. But I think, Rob, when I look at the list of top players kind of over Durant, they all had something else. Durant is a scorer. He's a shooter. He's not a great defender. He's a good defender. He's not a bad defender. He's not a great defender, not a great rebounder. Hasn't won a ton. Incredibly charismatic off the court. Style of play is beautiful because he's such a, you know, he's a long, you know, 7-footer who's got a silky smooth jumper. So that's nice. But listen to these names. Michael Jordan, I won't even comment on Jordan and LeBron because they're in the GOAT conversation. Kareem in the GOAT conversation.
Right. Those three without question. Right.
Magic, I mean, Rob, Magic and Bird, we can throw them both in there. They saved the game. Magic was, heck, you could argue Magic had the best looking game ever. He wasn't as graceful and high flying as Jordan and some others, but my gosh, youngins, go Google on YouTube Magic Johnson highlights.
No. Magic.
There has never been anybody. Rob, the difference between Magic Johnson and the next best passer in NBA history is the biggest gap between the top scorer and second, the top rebounder and second. That's my belief. I think Magic is far and away the best passer. It was like he had eyes in the back of his head.
Showtime and Magic, and what he was able to do, Chris, with the passes and the no look. And the,
I could just remember
him, like, you know, taking the ball both sides, Chris, and then boom, like, you know, passing it.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Two good.
Real no looks.
Right. Real ones. I know.
Real, like, he's looking the other way. He ain't kind of glimpsing the way he's going to throw it. None of that. I mean, phenomenal. So that Magic had that. Bird, Magic, we know, saved the game.
And they did save the league. People don't. The NBA was down and out. And they showed up. And I'm telling you, you couldn't have picked two better guys, a white star in Boston and a showman in Los Angeles, right. Chris. For real.
You would think
if it would have flipped. Right.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Would it have been the same?
Had it been flipped? I mean, like, Magic in L.A. and Hollywood and Larry Bird in Boston of all places. Dude, it was a match made in heaven.
It was perfect, right? It was storybook. And look, we've seen storybook endings. LeBron in the 3-1 comeback. You know, we've seen situations where you say, I wouldn't have believed that if you wrote a story like that, right?
A Hollywood
script. Magic Bird, right. Kobe, whether you think he's better than Durant, most people do, but Kobe's an icon, and not because of the premature death, but, you know, God rest his soul, but, you know, like, his style of play, right? He just captivated. He was like a facsimile of Jordan in a lot of ways, and so Durant doesn't have what Kobe has. Steph changed the game. He's small. He's like 6'2". You know, he changed the game. Bill Russell, I mean, 11 rings. Enough said. Shaq was Shaq, Rob. Great rapper. Had platinum-selling rap albums.
And Chris,
you know, he's just 7 feet tall. But, you know what I mean?
And during his run, he was unstoppable. The only thing that stopped him was missed free throws, Chris. That's it.
No, it was. And what I'm saying, Rob, is that Dr. J... these guys, Dr. J, whether you think he was better than Durant, I do. But, Rob, his style, Dr. J was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan as far as the artistry. He wasn't quite as good as Jordan, but he's an all-time great. And, you know, he won 3 rings. I give him credit for the 2 in the ABA. We give the NBA guys credit for the ones they won when half the best players in the world were in the ABA.
And the ABA was a good league.
It was this good.
We need to stop.
Rob, the last 3 years of the existence, they won 66% of the games against the NBA when they played exhibition games. It was a lot of them.
And it was just, the ABA was just financial. It had nothing to do with the players.
Right.
I
mean, today's NBA looks a lot like the ABA looked.
With the three-pointer.
The dunking, they let brothers play like brothers want to play.
I think the issue with the ABA, Chris, really, I'm going to be honest, why people don't take it seriously, is that red, white, and blue ball. Like the ball was, because it doesn't look like, you know what I mean?
I had one of those as a kid.
That was the ABA ball, right? It looks like a circus ball, Chris, like not a real game.
You see what I'm saying, though? These dudes, there was something off the court. It was something about their personality, something about their style of play. They're larger-than-life, charismatic personality. They all had charisma. And some would say, oh, Iverson gets more love. Nobody thinks Iverson's better than Durant, all right? But Iverson, Rob, was a cultural icon. I think Durant gets the love that he should get. I mean, I do think the way he won his championships, Rob, may rub some people the wrong way. You know, I never killed him for it, but it's true. He went to a team that had won a championship already, won 73 games, the most ever the next year, and came within one game of winning it again. That's not even to mention they beat his team. But you know what I mean? Like, they were one game away, and I think some people look at it like, I mean, whether you think they would have won it without him or not, I think people say any really good player that you added to them, they probably win it because they were so close anyway.
But he was a big part. There's no doubt about it.
He was beyond a big part. Right, he was the best player.
But I do think.
You know, it still was – they were really close without him, and I had already won one.
I think it – you know, when you have like a Clyde Frazier and great players – who were kind of frowning on it, you know what I mean? I think that's where he kind of, you know, there's a little shine taken off of him. That's it, a little.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he gets, and we're about to go to the listeners, but do you think he gets, I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's better than Dwayne Wade, I think.
Oh, I think
he's
so, too.
Arguable. I mean, some would argue because Dwayne, you know, did lead a team to a championship. He had Shaq, and Shaq was still 20-9 at that point. But, I mean, I think he gets the love. Wade's game was obviously more exciting. But, right, that level, Barkley, he's that level. I mean, he's won, so you put him ahead of Barkley and Karl Malone in rankings.
Yeah, but I still think – I think he's just – I don't think he gets – to total love. I think that he's under what his resume says, Chris. I think he's under what his resume says.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible. You know
what? Possible.
Just forget
you
what
know
those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Chicago Bears defensive player made some comments on Caleb Williams, the presumably going to be their quarterback next season, the superstar from USC. Here's Johnson.
you just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league, it's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen. I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood. It's like, nah, that you got to prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like too, you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him, because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. Cause, I mean, that's what we're bringing him in for, to win games. So I think truly just learning who he is as a person. And learning him deeper than just all the Hollywood stuff you see, but actually trying to learn and get to know him, and then from there knowing what pushes him. If it is trash talk, and trash talk makes him crumble, then I mean, I feel like we got to push that button, because people in the game, they're going to push that button. So just depending on whatever it is that he needs to be pushed at, I feel like that's our job and that's our duty as his teammates to make him better, to strengthen his weaknesses.
Up in Adams was impressed.
Yeah, I guess she was. was that a pushback?
No, it wasn't a pushback.
What was that? I mean, I didn't get it. That sounds like jealousy to me. That's all that sounds like.
Jaden Johnson.
Yeah. What? Chris? What did he do? He played in college. My God, I don't know what the guy. What Hollywood? Is he mad at the NIL money, or because he had a national Wendy spot, or that he was making $1 million? What did he do? He played. He won a Heisman. I don't know what else. He can't play. He can't prove himself in the NFL, yet he hadn't played in the NFL. I mean, what? I don't even know that Hollywood stuff. What Hollywood stuff? I wish somebody on the podcast would have said that. What are you talking about exactly? Is Hollywood stuff? What do you mean by that? Because I don't know what that means.
Well, there was talk about, and Rob G, you can add to this. You know, look, he paints his fingernails every game, and he had a derogatory, like, F Utah painted on his fingernails, and didn't even play well in that game. So
is that Hollywood?
I mean, maybe. I don't know if he's talking about the commercials. I hear you on that, but overall, I was fine with the comment, because I don't think it was negative. I think, you know, you heard him at the end. I think it was just honest. It was like, you know, and I don't know if he's even saying this is, and he might be. So I'm just giving you my thoughts. I don't know that he's saying Caleb is Hollywood, but I think he's saying you can't come into a locker room full of veterans and grown men and, you know, think, you know, we could be a prima donna or anything like that. And he was saying, look, we got to get to know him. We want to push him. We want to help him become the best player he can be. You know, I mean, I thought it was just when I first heard the comments, right, somebody summarized them for me, and I thought, oh, wow, like you said, he's going at him. But when I saw it, the tone was fine. He wasn't angry. You know, it wasn't like telling him off, like, yo, don't be bringing that Hollywood junk up in here. I thought it was fine.
And if I was a podcast, I would say maybe that Hollywood junk or whatever might get you in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. How about that? How about just about the talent and enough with all the other stuff?
You angry about
it. I'm angry about it. I'm mad.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Our next guest, it was Mike Tyson's former manager, and now he's the host of the All Things Sports, Politics, and Entertainment podcast. We welcome in John Kennedy Horn. John Horn,
what's
how
up,
are you,
buddy?
Man?
Chris, my man, good to talk to you. You know, you can get me at any time. You're one of the few people I will actually pick the phone up when I see your name.
You are my man, brother. I appreciate yes. I'm going to be picking your brain as things go on. Go ahead. You want to say something to Rob?
But all due respect, for the first time, if you think I'm not going to say hello to the godfather of sports radio, Rob Parker, you're out of your mind. Rob, how you doing, brother?
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
See, you had to go overboard.
No, man. I love that. Come on, man.
No, John. No matter what, that's what I love about Rob, because you know you my man. Man, you go at it all the
we
time.
We cool, yes.
You know
yes,
that.
Yes,
Rob is the same all the time. That's all I ask of anybody.
He is
the same all the time.
He is, man. We're
right about
you.
That. All right, look, we know we could talk for an hour, but we only got about 8 minutes. So what is Mike Tyson doing?
Yes,
fighting Jake Paul, a freaking YouTuber, at 58 years old. What's up with this?
All right, now we gotta try to make as much as we can out of these 8 minutes, okay?
Right,
but listen
right here.
Let me just say this from the top. Anybody who think Mike Tyson is fooling around, they're out of their mind. I've seen this coming a long time now, Chris. I mean, long time. It took years for me to start seeing this type of thing happen. And it actually started a little bit when he first announced he was doing an exhibition with Roy Jones. He had finally got around to being able to do it. Because first, you got to understand, Mike right now, in this time of his life, as he goes around the world and the people still love him, still give him love all the time, even though he lost to most of his big prominent contemporaries of his time, he get more praise and everything when he with them and more accolades and everything.
Absolutely.
He don't feel great about the way he ended his career, Chris. I know this. I don't have to ask him. I know what I'm seeing. You understand?
Yep.
So he's very disappointed with the way he ended his career. Ain't much he can do about that now. But anybody who really know Mike Tyson, who knows him, he don't halfway do anything. Mike don't be boxing just to get in shape, okay? When he started the exhibition with Roy Jones, the only reason it didn't go further, it had nothing to do so much with in the ring. He got over his back problem at that time, which just took him a while to get in that kind of shape, that decent shape. What happened was it was a Triller affiliation. He had whoever did his deal for him messed it up by putting him into the next deal or so is with Triller. He didn't want to work with Triller no more. But Triller wasn't letting him out of deal. So that whole thing faded away. He's not going to come out and just say he's back to fight. He's going to fight two fights this year, fight two fights next year, and then hopefully some way he can fight for the title.
So you think that's what he wants to do?
Mike Tyson don't halfway do. Right now, what he want to do is knock Jake Paul's head off. That's what he want to do.
So you don't think this is quickly... So Roy... Because I thought he might really seriously hurt Roy Jones, but it really wasn't a real fight, right? I mean, he wasn't really hitting him in the head. It was like they were just kind of out there having some fun.
Stealing
money.
Is
that fair? Is that fair, my assessment? And then this one you're saying is not going to be an exhibition. This is going to be a real fight.
First of all, if you notice, it's not called an exhibition in any way. Okay? So you've got people trying to put it in some type of category. But the bottom line, and I'm going by Mike Tyson, the one I know, the one who I spent years with, the one who I studied, the one who I sacrificed my career for, life and everything for, the one who I spent days and nights with, the ones who I know with every confrontation he had in his life for the 12 years in the prime of his life, I spent with. I know that man. Mike Tyson does not like the way his career ended. In his mind right now, Mike was the youngest heavyweight champion of the world. And because he let so much go, didn't dedicate himself all the time the way he can't. Mike sees himself as being the oldest heavyweight champion. He can't say that yet, Chris. Nowhere near it. He has to let this thing play out.
But let's say this. He's almost 60 years old. And here's my issue with it all. Why should Mike Tyson let Jake Paul, a YouTuber, eat off of his legacy? That's the
problem. That
that's the problem. That's the way I see it.
He don't see it that way. Okay, like for instance, when Wilder fought Fury in Las Vegas the last time, they had WBC had a big celebration for the former heavyweight champion. And they had, Lennox Lewis there, Evander Holyfield, and Mike Tyson. And they brought them all to the ring right before the heavyweight fight, announced each one. They found Lennox Lewis first, then Evander Holyfield, and then standing outside the ring with the biggest applause was Mike Tyson. And you can, if you know Mike, you can look at Mike's very uncomfortable with that situation. He lost big to both of those guys in his life. And the only other contemporary he never fought was Riddick Bowe. The guy with the biggest accolades, the real true challenge for him, who wasn't scared of him. He even came to the point where he got to the point where he thought Mike was scared of him. His two biggest victories for real, as far as competition is concerned, the two fights he had with Razor Ruddock. Spinks was never going to be a challenge for Mike Tyson. He did exactly what he was supposed to do to him. Now, getting to today, Mike Tyson doesn't know how to really redeem himself in the way he's satisfied with. So when you see Mike Tyson kind of shape, and he's posting these things, and his snapshots of him, his flicks and so forth while he's training. And right now, you've seen him starting to train for this fight. He's in better shape right now than he ever was in the last two fights of his career. If you go to the ring, when he was talking in the ring, his last fight with Kevin McBride, when he lost badly to somebody named Kevin McBride, you've heard him say, I just don't have it no more. I just have my heart in it no more. He's bloody, he's beaten up and everything else. That Mike Tyson is dead. Mike Tyson has realized after these 2 years how much he gave away of his career. He does not like the way he left it. So you see Mike coming into this fight now, in shape already. Mike is physically in shape as best he can be right now. His boxing skills are going to be polished as best they can be by fight time. But whatever happens in that ring, I'm not confused at all. Mike Tyson means business. He's hoping for the best result because he can knock anybody out. But Mike's 57 years old. He'd be 58 by fight night. But there's exceptions to everything. Mike is not no regular 58-year-old who ain't never been in that ring. There ain't never been no 58-year-old trying to do what Mike Tyson do. So I think there's exceptions in every category of whatever somebody is doing. There's exceptions. I don't believe
that. All that said, I mean, if Tyson is this serious, it's a real fight. I mean, how you see this thing going?
If somehow this fight goes past 4 or 5 rounds, and Jake Paul is looking like he's putting some flurries on Mike or making Mike look bad, you could easily see Mike fading back. And once again, like he was in that ring the last fight he ever had with Kevin McBride, you could start seeing him say, I'm done with this. I'm really done. But if Mike doesn't go in that ring, and he looks good for 1 or 2 rounds and knock Jake Paul out, man, y'all might as well get ready for the next one.
Well, I could see, I mean, even though it's just Jake Paul, right?
I think Mike Tyson's going to get knocked out. John, I think he's going to get knocked out, Tyson.
Hey, Rob, let me say this. If y'all think Jake Paul is just a YouTuber or whatever, he may have started out that way. Jake Paul's been fighting professionally now for some years. Even before he fought his first fight. And I can see he's gotten better. I'm not saying he got no business in no ring with no real heavyweight champion.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know nothing about that. But I'm telling you, don't give Mike no credit at all if he knocks this guy out. This guy
No, let me ask you this. If Tyson knocks him out, I agree with you that if he wants to keep fighting, he'll get big name fights pretty quick. Would you agree with that?
What do you mean? All of them would rather fight him right now because he's still the biggest draw. He's going to draw more than anybody. And don't get me wrong, Mike wants that money. Mike needs that money and wants that money. But it's not in my mind, it is not at the top of his list.
All right, let me ask you this real quick, though. Let me ask you this here, John. What happens if Tyson gets knocked out by him? How does that affect how does that affect his legacy and how people look at him? We still haven't seen
that's what he's risking. That's what he's risking, okay. Rob. All he knows is he don't like the way it is now. He knows it can be further tarnished. You understand? He knows, but he's not comfortable. He goes everywhere. He's still a top recognized person wherever he goes. But he knows he let people down in the way he committed and dedicated himself. And he should have been. We had conversations about this all the time. I always told him, as long as you win in that ring, you can get away with a lot of this craziness you're doing, a lot of this stuff. You know, he'd go to his go-to line, F you, get out of here, blah, 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 blah. Then the next day, come back and apologize. But I know what he's going through right now. He doesn't like it at all. Mike, he can't stand. He even bowed a little bit to Holyfield with all that chumming up to him after what they've been through. No, that's all an act. That's all an act. Though that means nothing. That's more convenient for Mike than it is for Holyfield or anybody else.
Quickly, John, before you go, we are about 30 seconds for your answer. When did Tyson stop really training hard? Like, when in his career did he stop, you know, really? Because I felt like I saw differences in him even before he lost to Buster Douglas.
Chris, I'm going to make this as quick as I can. And it's not hard for anybody to listen. You can't be training from the time you're 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, 6 days a week, and can't leave town because you ain't got no money and nothing else to eat if you leave town. You understand? As opposed to being a heavyweight champion of the world with all the money at your feet, all the private planes, girls everywhere, you can get them wherever you land in the world, and you're training 2-3 weeks before a fight when you at least should be in there for 8 weeks. That's all you need to know. To understand the difference between Mike Tyson early and Mike Tyson late. And trust me when I tell you, no one's more responsible for that than Mike Tyson's negligence. And he knows it.
All right.
That's great stuff, thanks, John Horn. We're going to get on the horn in the next few days, me and you, and just talk.
And we'll have you back on when Tyson gets knocked out of the ring, okay?
Rob, as the fight nears, you coming back
anytime
on.
Anytime you call, Rob. As long as they got you there, I got you, brother.
All right, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, John. That's our man.
Thank you.
John Kennedy Horn, Mike Tyson's former manager.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.